Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, everyone.
I'm alright, bro.
Hi. Welcome back to TVI. We are on Zoom because it's, you know,
Christmas time.
It's Christmas time, and things are shut, innit? I was in town. Have you been into central London in the last week?
I don't know. No, actually, since I had caught COVID from you.
You didn't catch it from me. We got it on the same day. We got it off some mucky fucking DJ,
dirty,
I reckon.
Yeah, some dirty Soho radio DJ.
It's Trilby.
That freeway was a bad idea, man.
I don't know why. I've just, in my head, I've got it. It was that guy who was in the studio before
I've
us.
I've got to find him, man.
It could have been, literally, we're both on
the tubes.
I've
got to put him on a ventilator, mate.
We were in Soho. It was so busy. Like, for some reason, in my head, I'm like, it was that fucking Trilby guy, man.
He was coughing a bit. I mean, it could have been any.
If he was coughing, it was definitely that dirty rascal.
I thought you said he was coughing. Did you not? No, maybe no. I've just made that up. It will be fucking crying when I see him. Corner him in an alleyway off Dean Street in his face.
But yeah, I was in town yesterday, 23rd of December, and it was, you know, Oxford Street was full of tourists doing the whole Oxford Street Christmas thing. But once you went off the side streets, man, so like the pubs were all quiet, like it was real, it's a weird, you know, a lot of stuff has just sort of
quieter,
shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stuff has sort of unofficially shut. You know, it's not like they've been told they have to.
About going out as well.
That's it. No one wants to catch it on Christmas Eve, essentially, or Christmas morning, and then just not be able to do what they wanted to do. So you could feel it, man. It was weird.
I still feel tired, man. It was only a mild COVID, but it's dragged out. Like, my taste and smell still ain't right.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's weird because I vape and like the vape.
I can tell from your T-shirt. Yeah, I lost my sense of taste. Yeah, I can fucking tell, mate.
You know what? I ordered this off ASOS.
No, it's all right. It's actually quite a nice T-shirt. It's quite a retro vibe.
But you know what? Like, I quite like these kind of baseball kind of, but it's just a bit bright orange on top. But it was quite funny. I did a gig and I felt like shit. Like my first day allowed out, I had to drive to Nottingham, Glee.
Yeah.
It was lovely in the end, but you know, you're just a bit apprehensive, aren't you? A Christmas crowd in Nottingham.
Yeah.
And I was feeling all vulnerable and like it was all misty in Nottingham and like. And the next night I did Daryl's gig. It's a really good night actually. It's loads of Zoom. Daryl's on a screen.
Okay.
It sounds mad, but it really worked well. And so I went out. So your gig zoomed, like streamed live as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like a bit paranoid about this T-shirt. I put it on for the gig. And I'm like, what am I doing? It was skin tight.
Yeah,
it looked
too
tight. And a bright orange on the shoulders. And an act, Jack, got off stage. I've only met him a couple of times. But he got off stage after a set, looked at me and just burst out laughing.
No.
And he just made me feel so much
worse.
That's
rude.
I know. He genuinely just found it funny that I was just standing there like with this fucking tight T-shirt on. And I just ran out to my car and found another dirty T-shirt I had in my car. It was quite funny, yeah.
But that's what you can't go on stage with that in your head, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've done it so many times where I've just worn something new and I'm not feeling it, but I thought, no, I'll break it in and, like, by the time I'm at the gig, I'm fine. I'm inside the stage going, I'm convinced that everyone's going to be not be able to, they won't be able to laugh because they'll be sitting there thinking, fucking, what's that jacket he's wearing? Do you know what I mean? Whereas they're not going to think that. People are much more, you know, we're judging ourselves more harshly than they are going to judge us.
Yeah, you could literally wear anything, couldn't you?
You see some comedians dress like shit. But even you see loads of comics dress like fucking crap, man.
I know.
And like, you know, it's the audience is still laughing.
Yeah, like people I've seen wear shorts and sandals on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Like just this weird.
Mad.
Like with a short sleeve shirt, but like a. Like all creased up and that.
You look like a sex tourist in Thailand, didn't yeah. it? Like one of them old fat pedos.
There's a funny story about him, actually. Not a sex tourist, but he was in, you probably know who I mean, but I think it was him. He was with his wife at that gig in Singapore.
Story. Yeah, yeah.
It's so funny.
But I mean, basically, we can't say the full story because it involves his name. But for for listeners, so basically, there's a famous brothel in Singapore called the Orchard Towers, which is sort of its nickname is quite gross, but it's the four floors of whores, which it's a visceral.
I think they should do five floors. It's just not enough.
We should open a rival.
Five floors of whores come in the doors.
But yeah,
you've heard of Elf on a Shelf. His whore on a floor. His whore on five floors.
But it's basically so for listeners, it used to be like quite. You know, because you can just go there for a drink. It's four floors of bars, but it just so happens.
Oh, is that
be,
why you went in? Yeah, just for a peppermint tea.
I just fancy the cocktail.
They just do a nice ginger tea there. What?
but like a lot of comics. Hello, police have come for you, mate.
The hard drive's in the fucking sink already. Always keep it run.
You've got a little button that just like sets fire to everything you own.
Just blazes it.
You see smoke come out of those little boxes.
It's just ashes by the time they take the door off.
What was it? I that just reminded me of something else. But so it used to be you'd fly out and do gigs in Singapore, and often somebody, like, you know, some of the people would be like, should we take you to Orchard Towers and like have a drink and show you what it's like? And I never went when I was in Singapore, so it just sounded too gross. But basically, there was a famous story about a comedian who, basically, his wife, he'd been out to Singapore multiple times, and his wife went out with him for one of the trips. And then at the gig, they were drinking with people, and the people were like, "Oh, should we go to Orchard Towers for a drink?" You know, and
just to see what it's like. They're just curious.
As a novelty, yeah. And he was like, nah, I don't want to go there. And his wife was like, oh, that sounds interesting. You know, we're in town. It's something that happens here, you know. We should go. And he was a bit like, apparently they walked in and the manager recognised him and welcomed him back. But in a really...
We've got your table.
Yeah, it's basically, it was like that. It was so...
They
like,
said his name as he
familiar.
Walked in.
Yeah, they literally said it. Like,
hey, do you want your usual table?
That is so funny, man.
I don't think Sean Walsh would mind us mentioning him.
That would be really funny if it was Walsh. But it's not. You'll be glad to hear, everyone. It's a comedian from an older generation than ours. All them grot bags, mate. You know what I mean? It's really funny, isn't it, how we got into comedy just when it was becoming quite a professional... You know, not it was always professional. What I mean
is... When I just started comedy, so when I was an open spot, like doing the store and stuff... I'd see people come out the toilet, like wiping their nose. I think I just caught the last bit of people doing a bit of coke.
Yeah, and that was like mid-2000s. Like, you know, from what we hear, but by the time we started, there was more people doing it. You had to sort of have an element of professionalism to get by. All them lot that started in the late 80s and 90s, because there was only about fucking 20 comedians. Like,
I know,
you could literally be a
gigs.
Coked up lunatic. And you could just get so many gigs. So like,
it's taken its toll on a lot of them, I think, though, isn't it?
Definitely.
Especially if they're still doing that. If they're still doing drugs like that in their like late 50s, it's fucked up, man. It's brutal.
I find it, it's quite... I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'd ever do anything at that age. But like, I find it quite embarrassing when you see like... You know, when you see like somebody taking like... ecstasy when they're in their like late 50s, like calm it down, mate.
I think it's sad, man. I got sober before I'd even done one gig. Like I was sober for 3 months and I did my first gig. I can't even imagine what it was like if I was drinking and that.
I'm drinking a fucking gin and tonic while we're doing this.
Some comics drink every morning in December. I mean, and they do a video about it.
I am. Yeah, today was the last one. I'll be glad to not have to drink a cocktail at fucking 9 a.m. I'll tell you that. It was good fun though. It was a fun experiment,
fun, yeah.
And like, I really enjoyed, you know, putting the videos out, and people really enjoyed it, and I got loads of good feedback, and you know, it seemed to be quite a fun Christmas thing, but it does take its toll, man. Like, it was some day. Today was one of the days where
you can do it up until Easter as well. Yeah,
I was thinking actually,
vodka like, pancakes.
What other time of year can you do so? Like, obviously, you get like, advent calendars. I was trying to think, should I try and plan another one, not with booze, but with something else? And I was thinking of maybe doing
weed.
Lent, 40 days and nights or something.
But, yeah, that's a good idea. Something good, like something healthy, maybe.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
AA meetings.
Therapy sessions.
Different rehab centres.
But yeah, today I didn't want to do
detox.
It, man. I ended up, I gigged in town last night, and then me and some people had some drinks, and I ended up getting quite pissed. And like, I'd had a long day as well. I had loads of like bad, like family stuff yesterday. It was quite stressful. Trying to organise a lot of stuff for a lot of people. And then by the time I got into town, I was just a bit wired from all that. You know, when you have a whole day of stress,
It drains you, man, definitely.
And like, it was one of them times where it's very, very rarely do I do this, but do I, like, yeah, I was going to go for beers with people anyway, but like, I got to Top Secret to do my first gig, and I just got a beer the moment I got there, and I just wanted it just to take the edge off, you know what I mean? And fuck, mate, it was so nice. But then I got pissed, and this morning, so like, I ended up like going, not drinking till too late, but when I had to get up this morning and drink booze, fucking went up with a hangover, man. It was
today was
rough.
The last one, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Last one I'm filming. I am going to...
Just going to carry on with the cameras off. The director's cut.
I'll do it on OnlyFans.
Naked boozing. Licking your nipple.
I guarantee you'd get people sign up to that, man.
Oh, definitely, man. Me.
Yeah. Can you gift people OnlyFans? Like, can people who do OnlyFans, like, give away... You know, because Patreon has that weird thing where you're not allowed to give somebody a subscription for free sort of thing.
I don't know.
I don't know if...
I think OnlyFans, because I keep seeing on Insta, so-and-so's OnlyFans is free for a while. I don't know if it's just a ploy. I never click on it, but, like... the way I said that was like as if I definitely do. But I don't. Like, I remember like that Billie Eilish sister that kept coming up on my Insta, that her Instagram is she's on OnlyFans or something.
Billie Eilish's sister.
Yeah, apparently she's on OnlyFans.
And what is she
I'd imagine she's like getting her frutneys out.
I've not heard that phrase in a long time.
A frupney bits, mate.
But yeah, it's I've never been on OnlyFans. I don't know how it works. So
sure.
What I'm saying is, if I set one up for my cock out drinking, I want to know if I, you know, I'd like to give.
I have had a look on OnlyFans just once. Something,
Your Honour.
Your Honour, it wasn't my computer, Your Honour. My kids have been playing on it. I just had a quick look on there, and I didn't buy anything. I was just curious. I actually started an OnlyFans account, didn't I, as a joke?
Oh yeah.
When all the jobs went, so I started one and then tweeted it just for a stupid tweet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Never put anything on.
Gives me $4,000 a month, do you know what I mean? So it's all right.
Got one subscriber who just watches you ram stuff up your arsehole.
I ram my one subscriber up my... He just comes round now. Gives me $4,000 a month. $4,000 a month, I'd probably suck a dick a month.
$4,000 a month? What's
nah,
that?
Not 4K.
No, you would. What are we chatting about? It's like 50, it's like $50,000 a year. I'd rather get a fucking office job.
I'd rather do some filing. I'd rather be a clerk. No, I think 100. I don't know. I don't know about that.
It would take multiple hundreds of thousands a year, because you're not going to enjoy it. You know what I mean? If you're, well, you might, but you get used to it. Don't get me wrong. But
I mean, maybe you will enjoy it. It's not just gay guys that would enjoy sucking a cock, I don't think.
I reckon I would...
You don't have to be gay.
I know you don't have to be, but I would. I don't know if... I don't think I would enjoy it. I'm going to stick my neck out. Full disclosure, I don't reckon I'd be into it.
No, but, I wouldn't. I wouldn't either.
So I think to get...
I don't know, what about like a really beautiful trans woman who had a nice cock?
But it's, I mean, the cock is the issue for me. Not what it's
is
attached
it? Yeah.
to. Like,
I
the
think,
person,
yeah.
The person
I think...
behind the cock, you know, it's not... That would be like saying, what if it's a glory hole and you just had no idea what it looked like? It's like... Still, the cock is the problem.
And then it comes out of the curtain as your dad.
Oh, God.
There's that funny joke, isn't there, where they go to a fancy dress party, dressed up, and like he fucks someone, he comes home, and he says to... I don't know, I'm going to butcher the story. But he thinks it's his wife he was fucking, and she goes, oh, no, I didn't go. Your sister took...
Used
the outfit, I don't know. But
there's an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where... Dennis and Dee, the siblings, think they had it off at a party.
Oh,
it's
God.
Gross. There's a period where you can see his face. Their podcast is well funny, man.
I need to listen to it.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, have you seen that Beatles documentary that everyone's talking about?
No, people kept recommending when I was on lockdown, but I didn't watch anything more than 3 minutes long.
It is next level. It's like, I've watched the first two parts, so I've almost watched 6 hours of it so far. And it is one of the best things I've ever seen. Have you just vomited on a topic? How long it was? Lent off camera.
No, I've just got a nice cock over that side. Just jumping on it. I will watch it. I will. What have I watched recently? Nothing really. I started that Dave's Funny.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's rude, isn't it? Like, ruder than I thought. It's good. I think Sunny for me is the best thing ever.
Yeah, I love it so much.
It's so good.
Curb, I'm still working through
Curb's
the new season
there,
of Curb,
yeah.
And I love it, man. He's so funny.
I watched Louis C.K.'s new special, actually. I watched the whole thing.
How's that?
I'd say the whole thing in two parts. It was really quality.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he's so good.
And what's it? What is it? Does he talk about any of the stuff?
He alludes to it. He on his other special last year, he mentioned it at the end of the show. Right. But he did allude to it a couple of times. Yeah, right. Wanking in front of people and stuff.
It's, I mean, it is. It's. I'm not. You know, just. I'm not. What's the word? Excusing what he did.
No.
But it's like and yeah. If it's. People weren't consenting. If you were just doing it in dressing rooms and like making people uncomfortable, it's disgusting. But you know, it's at the low end of the spectrum.
It's definitely
assault.
Yeah. He crossed a line.
Totally, and he should pay
because
a price
it's in
for
a work.
It,
it's in a workplace.
But
it's
not.
You know,
he's not. You know, he's not. A violent
and that,
rapist,
you know,
or something.
Yeah, that, I guess that was his kink. But he definitely, you know, he did cross a line, didn't he?
Yeah. It's a weird There's kink no to doubt. Have that. I think.
I know, it's a confident one.
Yeah.
Like, to stand there and wank in front of girls that aren't, like, you're not dating them. I don't even want to do that.
You're literally just sitting in a... Where, imagine, I don't know if... I'd actually know where he was meant to have done it. But like
hotel
you know,
rooms, dressing rooms,
right,
my
dressing
house.
Room.
My car, stuff like that, I think. There was majority of it.
But, like, that thing of... It's such to ask, like, just saying, right, can I knock one out in front of you to somebody you've only just met?
His kink must have been feeling pathetic, shame.
Yeah.
Because shame and kind of kinks go, don't they, a little bit?
Yeah.
He must have felt that. But even someone I was dating or whatever, I couldn't stand there and wank in front of them, standing up.
what would it take? Like, would you have to? Where would you have to be lying down?
Unless they were, I don't know. I don't know if I would just wank. I don't know. They'd have to be close by. I mean, like if they were like 3 meters away and just standing there watching me knocking one out.
I suppose.
It's a normal thing to do, isn't it? I don't know, but I've been asked
normal,
to do that.
The correct word, but yeah, it is. I wouldn't say it's that abnormal.
No, exactly. Yeah,
I remember somebody.
I'm into worse things than that, but that's just one of.
It's a very you feel vulnerable, isn't
Yeah,
it?
exactly.
That's what some people are into. That was it? I'm sure Trevor Crook told a story to me and Chris on our That Babysitting Trevor podcast about that thing of being in a situation like that where that was the idea, was he was like knocking one out while
Yeah, yeah,
somebody,
yeah.
while like the other person he was with just sort of stayed fully clothed and sort of just shook their head.
Yeah,
Just
yeah,
shook.
yeah.
Just made me
You
sick.
pathetic man.
Yeah, and he's loved
What
it.
is quite hot to me, and I'd never do it. I'd never do it because it's crossing a line, and I can't help what is hot to me, can I? But like when you're in a hotel having a wank and the cleaner burst in. I don't know why, that's like really fucking
Getting caught by a cleaner.
yeah, but her
Right.
like her not feeling disgusted, her going like
Getting it. Oh,
liking
so
it.
that's like a porn film
Yeah,
setup.
yeah, yeah.
Like
Like
when getting caught by somebody you
her
shouldn't,
being
and
really shy, but just she can't help her desire,
then.
and she just sends her in a frenzy,
Yeah.
and I
Because
fuck her.
ultimately, I mean, and it, again. Happy Christmas, everyone. Merry, are you having a lovely Christmas day? No, but I like what's because obviously, if you're in a hotel room and you're in the room and it's the door's shut and you're
Yeah,
knocking one
yeah,
out,
yeah.
if anyone comes in, they that is that you've done nothing wrong. You were in a hotel room you were paying for.
Yeah. But they'll know whether you're setting it up or not, won't they, I guess?
Yeah, no, but what I mean is, if you
Hello,
weren't
like
setting
they.
it up, the idea is if obviously
If
if
it was an
it,
accident, it's an accident, isn't
well,
it?
totally, and
It
but I
would
wonder
just be
what
a
would
weird
happen.
accident if that's kind of something that
They're also
get.
into.
Yeah, we're both into it, and it's also an accident. God has like been watching. It just put this together. I mean, you can safely say if I get caught, yeah, I won't get caught doing it because it's crossing lines. I think
Yeah,
they're
of
at work,
course.
mate.
But you aren't. But yeah, I mean, but you, what I'm saying is, you are allowed to wank in hotel rooms. There's
Oh
nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
definitely.
I
Yeah.
bloody hope so.
I fucking hope so,
Otherwise,
man. I'm going to jail.
I'd have a lifetime ban from the Jury's Inn. Otherwise, I'd have my photo on the front of every hotel in the UK.
I have been standing there in my pants once when one of them opened the door,
Yeah.
and she kind of smiled, and I was like embarrassed. Or I
Yeah.
had a towel on or something because I walked out of the shower as they come in,
Yeah.
wanking, running at them, and. Catch this, like in Silence of the Lambs, really, like Spider-Man's is come at them.
Oh, I forgot about it. Is that in Silence of the Lambs?
Think so.
That's gross, isn't
Yeah, really gross.
it?
So gross. Oh, yeah.
yeah, that is.
But yeah, I would never do that to any hotel cleaners out there, don't worry.
No, of course. But yeah,
Because I'll get
just
arrested.
yeah. And it's wrong, isn't
Unless
it?
you're
The main
into it,
reason is
then
because
leave
it's
a note on
wrong.
the bed if you're into it, and tell, and we're, you know, that'd be all right. That'd be nice.
Anyway, well, I don't know how we got. I would
Louis
talk
C.K.'s definitely fucking inspired me.
to
Like, it's just made me think. Like, I think about,
comedically.
yeah,
Oh,
definitely.
right, that's what I meant.
Fucking, thanks for helping me sidestep that fucking one.
Inspired you
No,
to try.
he hasn't inspired me at all because there's something I can't, I couldn't stand there and wank in front of someone I like who asked me to. I'd feel too embarrassed. But he, it has made like when I first heard about it because I was so, he was like my hero. And then it just really made me think, how could someone be into that? And then when you put yourself in their mind. You can really think about it for a long time and like so like what kind of frame of mind he was in and I guess it must have been he liked the shame of it.
It must be. Yeah, it's got to
Like
be.
flashers like the shame, don't they? That's not like a pulling technique.
No,
That's
it's
not
also,
like
yeah,
they're
they're
gonna this will impress her. It's the opposite. They know it's gonna disgust them, the
definitely.
women.
Yeah, the last thing they'd want is a compliment. Do you know
Yeah,
what I mean?
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would
But not
undermine
trying to,
everything
not
they'd.
trying to impress them.
Yeah, I've never seen. Like, I don't know anyone that's been flashed, like old
I
school
do.
flashed.
One of my girlfriend, one of my first ever girlfriends, when I was 18, she came, when she was on the way to my house, she came in, she was up really upset, and somebody in Cholton had just said, oi, over the other side of the road, and flashed her.
Like, what and he had, really, what, the old school, like, open a coat, and he's got...
I think it was, or he, yeah, I think something like that, but he had his cock out. I think he opened a coat. I don't know if it was like a brown Mac, but yeah. It was like...
in my head, that's all I think.
Yeah.
Brown but Mac. It was like... little bare legs poking out the bottom.
Little hairy legs. With no socks, but some shoes on. But he opened a jacket and he had his cock out and she was crying about it. And,
yeah.
You know, I was, you know, comforting her and stuff. But I had that, I mean, I've said it before, you know, that pedo guy showed me his dick when I was about 10.
Yeah.
It didn't upset me. Like, no. And I went to that, when I was 15, I went to that, I probably told that as well. I went up to that tower block in Deptford to that pedo's house.
Yeah.
And I was...
You've told all about all the times you've hung out with Peter. It's a recurring theme, mate.
They're the two big ones. I have had a couple of other run-ins. I was a hot little kid, man. But, like, I used to bring the heat. But I think where I looked young and stuff. But that I wouldn't say that traumatised me at all.
No.
I'd but say I laughed and I kind of told my mates and we thought they were weird. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
But, you know, I suppose a woman, a man in a street, you're like, you're vulnerable for a start and he's getting his cock out. I've had people grab my arse and stuff after a gig once. A woman like, right, grab my, and it does make you feel like, ugh. Like yeah. When the hand goes, you know, it makes you feel really vulnerable.
Finger right up the bat, yeah.
yeah. And I said, let me take my jeans off. But I didn't like it, let alone if I was a woman and a big, a strong man doing it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's
yeah,
a different dynamic.
Yeah, I've had it a couple of times. Coming off stage.
Sorry
had a batty grab. You just feel a bit like, ugh, get off me. Like, you just feel like it's weird when any stranger touches you, isn't it?
Yeah.
But when they touch, like when it's done in that way,
especially if
yeah.
they're drunk and it like the hand goes right on your bum.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. It's a different for women.
Without
it would feel much more. I suppose it would feel much more threatening and aggressive.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas I just felt a bit like, oh, get off me, you fucking pissed bitch. Like, do you know what I mean? Because it was like on a hen do, and there was like loads of them laughing. And I just felt like, ugh, get off me, you gross fucking yahoo.
You gross whoa.
So yeah, it's that thing. As much as it was more of it's irked me a bit.
Yeah, it just made me feel a bit like violated.
Yeah, definitely.
And I didn't know that I'd feel like that though. I didn't think that would be. It was only for like a minute or two, but it was like ugh.
Yeah. Anyway, there we go. Just
anyway, after I fucked her, we were talking, and I said that to her.
But anyway, it is Christmas. We should probably talk about Christmas. Have you done all your Christmas shopping?
No, how many days left?
About 2 hours.
I can't believe the decorations are up already.
I did my final bits of Christmas shopping yesterday in town.
I did a couple of bits today. I just grabbed, I got my children's mum's something and my children's nan something. But I just literally, it was such a man way of shopping, man.
Oh,
I just
really?
Went into Primark.
Yeah.
And they had these kind of big fleecy hood things that were selling. Everyone's buying them.
Yeah.
And they're like one size. And I just grabbed three of them and just walked straight to the counter. Threw them on the counter. I was out of there within about 7 minutes and grabbed a few like pyjamas. That's a good present, isn't it?
That is quite nice. I went to, I had a friend I wanted to get a book for. And in my head, I'd seen an advert for this Paul McCartney lyrics book. So it's like a sort of, he's released a book of like there's like the handwritten lyrics that he wrote. Like there's loads of pictures of him. It looks amazing. And she loves Paul McCartney. And I thought, I might go and see if they've got that in Waterstones in town. I went in. Do you know how much it is, right? This is unreal. It's a book. It is a big, so it turns out, I thought it was a little book. It's a big sort of hardback collector's item. £75. So she did not get that in the end. But fuck it, I couldn't believe. Do you know when you can't believe how expensive something is? It wasn't. I was like, if it was 35 quid, I'd have been like, fucking hell, that's a bit pricey. And I
you
might
just
have still
take
got
a
it
picture of each page.
Just, got a just scan. What's got a knockoff version, a PDF. Yeah, it was a.
I suppose people are buying for Beatles fans, aren't they? And
yeah.
It's Christmas time.
Fuck, but that is the most expensive book I've ever seen.
I mean, so, yeah. What, it's a good gift. 75 notes, though.
Yeah, but I did. That's what I did.
I mean, my things at a pre-mint were like £18 each, but it's just a little present for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I should have got myself one.
But yeah, I did all right this year. I pre-planned most of it. Had it all right. I did a lot of it when I had COVID, so I just did it all online.
Yeah, I did that. For the kids were sorted. It was just like, I've not got my sisters or my mums yet, but I'm not seeing them, so I'm going to go out Boxing Day and get theirs.
That's all right. Boxing Day sales, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
50-inch telly from Curry's.
17 quid.
Do they still do that, Boxing Day sales?
I think so, yeah.
Because they always used to do, the next one was mad, innit? I'm sure the next one was like Boxing Day, but like at 5 a.m. it started. Like, people would be queuing.
I did buy a telly in Boxing Day sales once, yeah. Like, just got their first thing.
Yeah.
Big ass discount.
But, yeah, I just don't, I've never understood people that go to the next sale. I don't go to the next shop when it's not on sale, you know.
Next isn't. I mean, the home stuff seems quite nice, doesn't it? But it's all
it's
like
got
way
better.
Overpriced.
I did actually, because they've got good kids stuff. I went into the big Next on Oxford Street.
The kids bit in the Next is all right, like
well,
shoes and stuff.
Yeah, so they've got that. I hadn't walked into a Next in 20 years, and I had to go in. I ordered
the man's
thing off.
Clothes. I've just never liked it.
But they've got
since
a bit better.
Nine.
Because they used to be horrible. They used to make you look like a proper, you know, just that, like, there's that style of like dress that you see, you know, when you do gigs like anywhere outside of a major city, like you'll do a little town that's 10 miles out of the M25 or something, whatever, or like, and all the blokes sort of dress the same. They've always got like a short sleeve check shirt, they've got a slightly moody, slightly too long jeans,
yeah,
and they've got like them sort of just weird brown shoes. Like, they're all dressed the same. And that, to me, that's what Next used... I used to think of that as, like, that's what Next sell. And when I went in to get something for Twyla, I poked my head into the men's out of curiosity. And it's got better. Some of the stuff there, I was like, I would wear that if it didn't have that little Next symbol on it.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. It's ruined by the symbols on it.
Yeah.
A lot of these things. I wish they didn't have it on there.
Yeah, yeah. But
I'd buy it, mate.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not going to rush out and start dressing in Next clothes, but it is. But I mean, it's better than I remember. But I would not I wouldn't queue to get in there on a fucking sale day. It's madness, mate.
Just log on ASOS, innit?
Exactly. That's yeah. What are you gonna have for your Christmas dinner? Do you know yet?
A nut roast, probably, with everything I can have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. I'm gonna pig out, man.
Yeah. We got some really cool bits. Like, we bought from. Is it Marks and Spencer's or Waitrose? They've got vegan pigs in blankets that look well good.
Oh, what are they made of?
Well, it'll be like sort of, you know, like, have you tried the vegan Richmond sausages? They're the best vegan sausages I've ever had. They taste like real sausages.
Yeah, I've heard they're nice, yeah.
So it's like that sort of stuff, whatever it is. It'll be soy protein and just vegan bacon around it. But my mate who, he's a chef, and he now, like, he's sort of co-owns a vegan food company. He sent me a bunch of his products. They're called Miami Burger, and he sent me a big, like, 2 kilo bag of their vegan bacon for the freezer, and it's quality.
2 kilos.
Like, it's, right. I mean, it's like a fucking massive clear bag. It's like from, like, it's like sort of from the factory essentially, rather than in the little packs you buy, and it is unreal stuff, man. Like,
wait,
it tastes exactly like bacon.
What's it made of?
That'll be probably the same, wheat protein or soy protein.
That's good, though. It's good protein, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, but it is... I mean, that stuff now, it's got so ridiculous. Even in the last, like... I remember, like, you could... Like, the only decent sausages were Linda McCartney's. until about 3 years ago, and then suddenly it all just changed. All the other stuff was dog shit, man.
Yeah, they've always got like a lot of different things in Sainsbury's now. Like, they've got a whole little section, haven't they? All vegan steaks, vegan.
Yeah.
All these different things.
But yeah. So.
Seitan's quite nice. They've got that there as well.
Yeah.
No, tempeh.
Tempeh's nice. I had some tempeh yesterday.
I fried some. That's really good protein as well.
Good protein. It's also more got than loads tofu. Of vitamin B12 in it as well.
Yeah, I chop that down into little squares and give that a little stir fry, mate.
Yeah.
Just make some them, like bland ass dinner.
I'm about to make my dinner. He sent me their meatballs. I'm going to try them tonight and see what that's like.
Oh, that's good. I'm fucking starving now, man.
Sorry. Just keep talking about all this nice food.
I lost a bit of weight when I was on lockdown. I was determined not to put on weight. And I think I was thinking, oh, I'm going to fast. But it just, like, I don't know, I just dropped weight a bit.
Oh,
now.
Really?
Like, I needed a bit more calories, I think.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, we'll let you go and have your dinner, mate. I am actually going to cook my dinner. We thought we'd jump on and just do this because obviously the studio, not being able to go into the studio the last couple of weeks due to COVID. So we thought we'd just do a little quick one. Say Happy Christmas to our listeners. And instead,
sorry
we talked
about all the sex talks. I don't know where that came from.
For the whole thing. But that's fine. That's what they're used to it,
mate. If I share my kinks, it makes other people comfortable with their kinks, unless they're paedophiles.
Yeah, and on that note, it's like the Queen's Speech. I've never watched the Queen's Speech. Have you ever watched it?
I haven't for the last few years. I have watched it here and there. I'd like to watch it though.
Okay, you'll just do. Stopping you.
Am I allowed?
Yeah,
I might watch it. What time is it? About 3 o'clock or something?
I think it's 3 o'clock. Yeah,
I might do.
Yeah, I don't think I will. I've never watched it.
See what she's saying, innit?
See what she's on about. Wonder if she'll mention Andrew.
I doubt it.
Throw him under the bus, mate. Just get rid. That just open with pedo. It. Open with her. Yes, I'm no longer talking to my pedo son. That would win her. She'd get. Imagine how popular she'd be if she just did that. Like, that would definitely win some people back round to the monarchy.
I do feel for her, man. Her son, a fucking pedo. Yeah. She must be so ashamed.
Yeah.
The legacy of her family.
Yeah.
I think the royal family's a bit weird anyway.
I mean, that's what I would say. If it was a normal family...
I do like her, though, I suppose.
I would, yeah, she seems all right. But like, I would say if it was a normal family, that would be... the shame would be much more because they're such a weirdo bunch of... You know, they're so distant
from the stuff that
reality.
We don't know about, yeah. Like,
yeah, exactly. They're probably all like lizards and shit. So.
I always think of... She sucked her husband's dick. That must be so weird. Like the queen.
Getting noshed off by the queen.
Yeah. Like.
She might not have. They might not have ever done. I know, they definitely did.
They
Philip,
must have.
Philip would have. He, I
He's
think
gone
he
down on
bit,
her and
they?
Stuff. It's weird, I think. They might, he must have come in her because she had children.
You're right. But it's something, you know. It's quite, it's a bold thing to be able to say that you came in the Queen. hopefully she does cover that in tomorrow's speech. Let's see what happens. Tune in, everyone, at 3 o'clock.
Oh, they should do a Q&A. I'd love to fucking ask that. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Oh, my God. Well, on that note, we should wrap it up.
Happy Christmas, everyone, and I hope Santa comes and you've been good and you haven't crossed the line.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, it is. Hopefully everyone's having a nice Christmas despite everything that's going on. Most people, you know, it'll be, hopefully this is the last year. It's a weird one, isn't it? I'd love to not have to think about COVID ever again.
It's going to be going, like there was the guy, that virologist, I saw an interview. One of them was anti-vaccine and one of them was pro-vaccine. A very high level educator. One of them was a lawyer that sues on behalf of people getting vaccine injuries and stuff.
Yeah.
And the virologist guy, I think it was epidemiologist or whatever, he was saying it's going to be around in 20 years still, COVID.
Yeah, but I mean,
it'd just be like the flu.
Well, that's it. If it becomes that, is what it's be manageable. Fine. It's that thing of when it's affecting all your plans.
Yeah,
I want it I'd love it to be just gone out of your mind of when you're trying to plan things like travel. So, and like, yeah, yesterday I was trying to organise travel for an aunt, and like, just it's so hard because, like, you know, she hasn't got a phone with where she can have a COVID pass on her app. So she doesn't have the luxury of being able to just download a thing to show at the airport. You've got to go through all this shit.
Just put her in a lake or something.
What? What? I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, nothing. No, I'm sure they heard me.
Listeners will let me know what you said. But yeah,
why don't you let her borrow your phone? I said.
Well, take my phone away with her. No, but I mean, she wouldn't know how to use it. She can't use iPhones or any of that stuff. So, because she's in her 70s.
Aww.
So for people like that, all this fucking, all the COVID passes now are so hard. And like, just she didn't understand that she'd have to go and get a test pre-flight, and she'd have to go and get it done at the exact right time before the flight. And like,
so much IT admin. That's what I mean. To technology.
Her, I was literally basically having to explain to her, you can't just book a flight and travel anymore. You've got to do this. You've got to go through all this shit.
What does she want to do? Go on holiday?
No, she wants to go to Ireland to see my uncle who's ill.
Aww.
And just can't before. Like, she wanted to fly today. And you just can't. In the old days, if you wanted to go to Ireland,
last-minute flight.
Yeah, you could decide on a day and go, all right, I'll get a flight tomorrow morning. You'd be in Ireland within 24 hours. So, of making a decision. But I was sort of trying to sort it for her, and I was trying everything I could. I was trying to find her a test centre near where she lived to go and get one. I had a neighbour on the phone trying to log her into the NHS website on his phone and all this stuff, and it was such a fucking
can't
nightmare.
You do it on a laptop for her now?
Well, I was trying at my end, but remotely I couldn't go through the security measures to get her set up on the system.
Hopefully it become easier after this little mini circuit break lockdown
Yeah, hopefully that's what I mean. Like, it was, I'd like to get to a point where you can just travel freely again.
I think it will
boring.
Do.
Boring.
I know.
So yeah, hopefully people have managed to travel to wherever they needed to be.
If anyone's driving to Ireland, can you hit Carl up, please?
Yeah, mate. Just put her in the boot.
Exactly.
All right, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thanks for listening this year.
Thanks.
It's very kind
thanks
of you
being there. Thanks to all our patrons for supporting us.
Yes. It means a lot.
It means a lot to us.
Bye, everyone.
Love you.
I think you're changing the podcast. I think you're...
I think you're...
I'm all right, bro.